We have to begin this story a few weeks ago, at an informal meeting between the Assembly and the Sitka School Board. State and federal lawmakers are still figuring out education funding this year, and they likely won't get done with their work until after the Sitka School District needs to finish its budget. So, at this meeting back in February, Assemblymember Tor Christensen made a suggestion. Why not pledge money to the schools just in case the funding efforts in Washington and Juneau don't work out in the school district's favor? Christensen's wife teaches first grade, and he had just visited her classroom as a volunteer. He said keeping up with that many kids is a big task, and that he wanted to help keep the class sizes low, and therefore make sure the school district had the money it needed to keep teachers in those classrooms. Westover, at the time, said she was uncomfortable with putting specific proposals on the table during an informational meeting. So fast forward to this week. Christensen moves to discuss the measure at the regular assembly meeting, and Westover asks him to recuse himself.
And I don't like to do this, but the reason I'm doing it is at a work session with the school board, he was discussing spending the day with his wife and in the classroom, and she was complaining how many kids were in his class and bugging him that she has too many kids in his class. And I feel that all of our citizens deserve an unbiased discussion on something like this.
Christensen says he doesn't remember exactly what he said at the work session, and there are no recordings of his remarks available. He protested Westover's ruling.
Making an observation that the class sizes are big or unruly is something that I didn't say that my wife was bugging me about it. I said that it was obvious.
I'm going to stop
and
right
I find,
here.
I think,
Those were
I
your
think
exact
that,
words, Mr. Christensen. You right, said your wife is bugging you about your...
I really think that this is motivated by my support for the school district and not anything else.
And I'm not going to worry about that because I was concerned that that would be said, but...
Assemblymember Mim McConnell said she was surprised by Westover's decision to remove Christensen.
I was not alarmed when he said that.
You say that and then move right into talking about how we're going to forward fund the school, it concerned me a great deal. And I think I said at the time I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
McConnell, along with Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett, voted to overturn Westover's ruling, but that failed, and Christensen left the discussion. The Assembly will be having numerous conversations about school funding in the weeks to come, and Assemblymember Mike Reif wanted to know if Westover's ruling would preclude Christensen from participating in any conversations about school funding. Westover said no. She was just removing him from the discussion about forward funding.
I think that shows how just purely politically motivated this is.
Tor Christensen in a phone interview Wednesday afternoon.
I feel like I've been personally singled out here because of my support for the schools and no other. I'm weighing my options.
Christensen said he's contacted an attorney but has not decided on a course of action. His family affiliation with the school district has been ruled on before. In discussions last year, it was determined that he could participate in assembly conversations about the school budget because the school district is a large enough entity that recusing everyone with a connection to it would be impractical. And in fact, Assemblymember Pete Esquiro is also married to a teacher in the district. But the difference between then and now, Westover says, is that Christensen showed, quote, extreme bias by talking specifically of his wife's working environment and then proceeding to discuss money.
When you use a family member and show extreme bias with the people's money, I'm going to probably overrule you on anything you vote for when it comes to the money.
The conversation itself, without Christensen, did not tie up any loose ends or even reveal much new information about where assembly members stand on the school budget. They're expected to revisit the issue during their March 27th meeting. The date is after the school board's planned final vote on the budget. Upon hearing that news over at A and B Hall, school board members said they would discuss whether to move the final vote on the budget until a later date. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.